The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
That when we move into this love and we begin to serve one another, Jesus said, greatest in the kingdom, greatest period here, are servants. Kingdom impact is made when we serve, not slaves, serve God, and Betty, serve others.
James and Betty call all believers to become servants filled with the love of God. Next.
I want to welcome you big time. I'm telling you, you fix to get blessed like you can't believe. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. This is Betty. God says, return to me. Return to me. This is in Joel. And I mean, look, you don't return by going through motions. You turn with brokenness and repentance and prayer and fasting. And I mean, all heaven will break out. I want you to listen to Michael Anthony Curtis's incredible song that just needs to be played to the whole nation. Listen to it, and then I'm going to deliver a message that absolutely will set you free and set you on fire and bless you and enable you to bless others beyond anything you ever imagined. Betty, are they about to get blessed by this song? All right, listen up.
Return to me, says the Father, and I will come and heal your land. Return to me, says King Jesus, the only hope for all of man. Lawlessness, it is abounding. The enemy, he wants your soul. You better heed the Holy Spirit. Please don't let your love grow cold. Return to me, says the Father, and I will come and heal your land. Return to me, says King Jesus, the only hope for all of man. Stop giving in to all deception that only serves to feed your flesh. Only in God, our one true master, do we find holy righteousness. Return to me, says the Father, and I will come and heal your land. Return to me, says King Jesus, the only hope for all of man. The Antichrist is at the door. And every soul that would be saved, return to me, says the Father,
and I will come and heal your land. Return to me, says King Jesus, the only hope for all of man. Return.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Michael. Thank you, Life Outreach staff. And gosh, it just, Betty, did it just touch you? It
really does. It's a great reminder.
Oh, I want to see us return to the Lord.
That's right.
And He'll heal our land. And we begin to see His prayers, our prayers answered. And the enemy's really thrown a lot at us to set us back, but He didn't want to work. Let's understand something that's just so important, that there's only one perfect one. He doesn't run for office, but He can affect everybody who does. He can affect everyone who chooses. He can change us all. Boy, that was powerful. Tremendous needs. Galatians 5, I want you to really focus in. We sent the Passion Translation to all of you who reached out to help us share life in a particular emphasis. And it's just it's a lot like the Living Bible. Billy Graham and I were the first ones to help Mr. Taylor get the Living Bible out, the New Testament, and then ultimately the Bible. Billy and I got bust at to some degree, because it was different. It was a paraphrased, not a translation, but paraphrasing the Scriptures, like preaching the Scriptures. And the Passion Translation is just that. It's paraphrased, but it's powerful. And really, the Lord just prompted me to pick up the Passion Translation deliberately. And He told me to turn to a particular place, and it's a chapter where I've referenced the first verse in Galatians 5 over and over. It's for freedom Christ set us free. And I'm talking about the importance of freedom. But this time, He just really told me to start reading. And I knew I was going to get to the fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of the flesh. I knew we were headed there, and the manifestation of what that fruit is, both the flesh and the Spirit. But I was captivated by something that I saw, that in the time when you realize that all of us as Christians have battles. The one who wrote Galatians and wrote most of the New Testament, Betty said that he had tormentors, messengers of the devil, that he prayed to be freed from. They never let up. We don't know what they were. They thorns in the flesh is what he called them. And God never told us what they were, because I think all of us have these attacks from the tormentors, or these places that we feel vulnerable, or maybe we are vulnerable and can be easily distracted or unhealthily attracted or defeated in some way. And it just won't seem to go away. And yet he didn't tell us what it was, because all of us, the enemy's after all of us in different ways. And it didn't go away, but God said, my grace is sufficient. So just trust me. But I know that when you see someone defeated, someone in the pit, and so many of us as Christians through our journey are defeated. I think most people sitting in church, because of the tormentors and the fact that they get ground oftentimes and even establish strongholds, many sitting out there feel totally unworthy. God couldn't use me. I think a lot of them just feel like failures. And they don't understand that God's love and power to deliver us from evil, Jesus prayed, be delivered from the evil one. He didn't go away, but he's always lurking. He was looking for a more opportune time when Jesus overcame him after the temptation in the wilderness. Then he waited for an opportune time. He didn't leave Jesus. He stayed after him. Many, many times, though, when we're defeated, we have a tendency to give up. If I can look at anything in my life that I think is rich and meaningful that I wish everybody get it, I never give up. I mean, if you get knocked down, you remember Winston Churchill said, never, never, never give up. Never give up. And somehow I may get knocked down, I'm getting up. I'm not staying down. There's something about that. And that needs to rise up in all of us. But the power of love, and I think that love needs to be dressed up in a person. The Holy Spirit needs to be in a person sometimes. But here's what we've got to get. This is what God wanted me to see. I want you to look at this. If you have to go online to find the Passion Translation, but I want you to take note of this. This is Galatians 5, and I want you to give real attention to 13 through 18. I don't know if I'm going to cover all of that right now, but I'm going to cover part of it. I'm going to get the main point that I believe God wants you to get. Beloved ones, God has called us to live a life of freedom in the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you can. But don't view this wonderful freedom as an opportunity to set up a base of operations in the natural realm. It's pretty easy to do that. You can just make a place. You're actually making a place for the enemy to feed the wolves. We got to be very careful. Freedom means that we become so completely free of self-indulgence. How many of us can say that we're there? How many appetites? Food. Pull too hard. Indulge. Not healthy. Not good. Don't get down on yourself. Just understand there are all kind of attractions. But God doesn't want us to live feeding our self-indulgence. And then we become servants. We must become servants of one another, expressing love in all we do. Servants of what? One another. Betty, this is believers. Mm-hmm. You and I will be effective in our marriage the more we serve one another and want the best for the other. That's what's always made you so amazing to me, is you wanted the best for all of us, the children, for me, for the people you know. Thank you for that. That's a servant heart. That's a redemptive heart. For love completes the laws of God. Are you getting this? Love completes the laws of God. All of the law can be summarized in one grand statement. Demonstrate love to your neighbor, even as you care for and love yourself. All the law fulfilled in that act. Jesus said, love God with all your heart, love your neighbors yourself. Now, Paul is coming back in the power and inspiration of the Spirit and says you fulfill all the law when you really love others. Demonstrate love to your neighbor even as you care and love yourself. Demonstrate. But if you continue to criticize and come against each other over minor issues, and that's where the church is too often, church leaders even, minor issues, not major theological truth, minor issues. We're going to argue about gifts of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, demonstrations, manifestations, dress, hair. We just argue. God help us. If you continue to criticize and come against each other over minor issues, you're acting like wild beasts trying to destroy one another. Wow. But if you'll yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon, dear God, help us hear this, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. Doesn't mean you don't care about yourself. You're not going to allow the cravings of your self-life to control you, to lead you like it's a hook, like a fish on a hook, like somebody caught in a net or a snare. Your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder Him from living free within you. Selfishness, self-serving, self-seeking. and the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self-life from dominating you. This is the Holy Spirit giving you this ability. So then, the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, His Spirit, His Spirit. But when you are brought into full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you will no longer be living under the domination of the law, but soaring above it. And then he goes in great detail to show the manifestations of the flesh. And they're not all just dealing with morality and sexual issues, but also in attitudes and spirit and the way we treat each other and the envy and the strife and the arguing and the tension that rises up between us. God wants to free us from all of that and then fill us to overflowing with the power of His Spirit. I'm asking you to meditate in those verses 13 to 18 because I'm telling you the Lord made it so clear to me that when we move into this love and we begin to serve one another, Jesus said, greatest in the kingdom, greatest period here are servants. Kingdom impact is made when we serve, not slaves, serve God, and Betty, serve others. The great joy of the viewers who watch life is they see little lights burning that have a servant mission love heart to get God's arms around the suffering, but they need the support, and the viewers have found great joy in what? Being a servant to those servants to enable them to be complete. That's each member of the body connecting rightly so the hands of God and the arms of God can fulfill the will of God in expressions of love.
That's so true. And you know, it's amazing what God's love, if we'll let Him fill us with His love, and then we pour that love out to someone else, and we help those that can't help themselves. We help those that are hurting and are in pain, or they need water, James, or they need food. There's something that comes that God fills our heart with when we do that, that is just indescribable. Mm-hmm. It's a fulfillment and a blessing. It's just like every time we went on the mission field, we always came back, yes, tired, yes, a little worn out, but boy, the blessings that we received in our own hearts, mm-hmm, that we had done and followed God's will to bless someone else.
Well, and you know, that's what you found, because many of you said, I wish we'd go to the mission fields. And the missionaries said, you know, we don't have time to take care of people who come like most Americans and most people from the advanced countries. They like tourists, we can't do that. We got too much to do if they want to come over here and work. But you know what the missionaries say? They say, James, tell the people that want to come over here to take all that travel expense money to get over here and help us do what we're doing so we can stay here and do the work. You're going to get to see, and Betty, this is really special, you're going to get to see how when you send these mission workers to the front lines, they can intercept the enemy's intentions head on. I mean, you talk about short-circuiting the devil, and they can do it because you put them there. This is an incredible story. Many times we have to reach them after they've been trapped. Here we're reaching them when they're about to be taken captive. Watch. You're going to love it.
My name is Noan, and I am 30 years old. I grew up in a very poor family, and we lived in a jungle. Growing up, we really have a good family, and we really love each other. But then something happened when my mom passed away. My brother went to work in the city. My sister was sold into prostitution. And then my dad left me at a store. I became one of the maids, like cleaning the house and cleaning the store. And then a lady came to the shop and she was a woman who sell the kids to be a prostitute, which I didn't know back then. So a lady came to the shop, and the shopkeeper said, "Do you want this girl? Because I don't want anything to do with her." She was about to take me out of the store. And then, amazingly, another lady came in, and then they were fighting over, like, who should have me. So at the end, the shopkeeper said, "Well, let the girl pick her own." And I believe that it was because of God's plan and God's goodness for my life. I chose the second lady.
The woman who rescued Nuan from the store was a Christian, and eventually Nuan made her way to the Life Center in Southeast Asia. Nuan shares what it was like to grow up safe from the threats of human trafficking.
The thing that I have seen is that they're so loving, they're so kind, and they embraced me in. And so that kind of changed my life, because I really need someone to love me at that age.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Boy, isn't that beautiful, Betty?
It is. I mean, more stories like that. that's what we want to happen. We want to get to them before the evil gets to them and rescue them out so that you can see beautiful lives like that take place.
Well, you could see that smile. I mean, just think about it. She was rescued by somebody like you, maybe several somebodies. And just thank you so much. Would you right now make up your mind, I'm going to rescue as many as I can. It takes an average of $128 to rescue one. But we got a wonderful group of friends who so believe in what we're doing here that they match it. So that means, now think about it, if you give $128, it won't help rescue one, now it'll help rescue two. And I want you to stretch your thinking. I mean, maybe it's faith. Maybe say, "Boy, I'm really stepping out." But $1,280 will help rescue 10. But pause a minute. Now, because of the love of God through some friends who said, "We so believe in the effect of this mission outreach, we'll match the gifts." That means if you gave $1,280 to rescue 10, you just helped rescue 20. And many times you rescued them just like the story you just saw. And put that beautiful smile. And now she's working there. Mm-hmm. But your support is enabling her to work there as a mission worker. So would you please, right now, go get your bank card and use it like a check. Go online. Go online or dial that number that's there as a prayer line for you. If you call today, if you need a prayer, we want to agree with you. But it's also a lifeline today. So get that bank card and use it like a check. Would you please, if you write a check, make it the life. Put it in the mail, but call us and let us know it's coming. We really need to know, because we have a limited amount of time when we raise the money for all the different outreaches of life. We need your help now for this. Let's provide many miracles, many smiles like the one you just saw. We're going to send you something that will help you. Everything we send is to help you. These remedies to help build up your immune system and your resistance is so important, and they work. You know, Betty, you and I have been very mightily blessed. We have tried to follow the wisdom and instructions that's come to us from people you've seen on our program. And, you know, we're getting older, but, boy, we still have a whole lot of life and a whole lot of life to share. So we want to help you. We'll send you the prayer box. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Be a blessing to you. Please, go online, dial the number, and make the gift God put on your heart. Thank you for doing it.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $250,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking, and a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated and essential book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation, a valuable reference with biblical insight to help you live your best life. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive this beautiful prayer box. Inscribed with the words from Philippians 4:6, this wonderful keepsake includes pencil and paper to write down prayer requests you want to give to God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request a Mother Strength bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, I'm hoping that what we send, laughter is good medicine, but just truth and the things God's made for us can build our immune system, and we do need to do it. Again, Betty and I say thanks for watching Life Today, and thank you so much for helping us reach, rescue, and restore those that have been taken literally prisoners. Thank you for helping us set them free. God bless you. Study Galatians 5 in the Passion Translation if you can. It'll bless you.
Give your life to your Father, the one who helped you see. Won't leave you recklessly. Come to me. I'll be your refuge. Hide under my wing. Rest your head. And don't you worry. Don't you worry, dear. I'll be the one that you call on.
Introducing the new Stream app for Apple and Android phones. Now you can access all the wonderful content from the Stream in a handy, easy-to-use app. Special app-only features allow you to customize your user experience, bookmark your favorite articles, adjust font size for easy readability, and quickly share articles with your friends and family. From breaking news to in-depth analysis, the Stream app provides a Christ-centered biblical worldview that will equip you to think clearly about the day's most critical issues. Search for the Stream News and download it today.
We don't think Ryan's going to make it out alive.
Professional skateboard team manager Ryan Reese explains the event that radically changed his life next week on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.